to clean that just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the man who remains really in love with you. I thought of you so fondly today. I wish I could have shared that with you. Hi there. I'm the automatically deleted husband, automatically deleted again, and still striving for reconciliation. I'm in love with you. We had some more discussion on ASA today, and I just find it fascinating. You know, one of the things we discussed, you know, ASA went up against a million-man army. And the Lord, not people, the Lord routed the army. And then the people could do some cleanup with. But, you know, and I think that's important because you see the same thing with Hezekiah. It wasn't that Hezekiah and his army routed the people, the attackers. No, the Lord did it. And, you know, that was a fascinating point because when you read 2 Chronicles 16, it says, you know, you have somebody else come against you and you forgot about the fact of what, you know, what the Lord did beforehand. And now you turn to another king. You know, we're not supposed to make alliances, which, you know, obviously it's commonplace today. And so that was fascinating because he had this long reign where he was obedient to Christ, and then he started waffling at the end and made the mistake with the people from Damascus came against them, and then the guy who pointed it out. This is the other thing that was really important. The guy who pointed it out, the prophet Hanani. Who pointed out to Asa, which he did, it's wrong. You know, it was a thus saith the Lord kind of thing. And Asa put him in prison. For speaking the truth, he was put in prison. I can relate. My lady, I love you.